This isn't a poem about cold hands. My hands are cold at the moment. When aren't they, really? So they look purple. This purple coat isn't helping much with that. I'm often forgetting little bits of life. I'm often putting on headphones, then neglecting to turn on the music. But this isn't a poem about forgetting. This isn't a poem about cold hands. Trying to remember what it was about, but of course it slipped to my mind. So I suppose I'll grab a coffee at this hopping shop on the corner, cupping my palms around a hot drink, caution, contents may be hot, to stay alive. Without fingers. Your fingers are falling off. He reveals he once stuck a thumbtack into his hand to distract from pain elsewhere. Self-destructive tendencies tease, not so fast, happy girl. Several people think they'll see you later tonight. They do not know. Your fingers are falling off. You have lost control. Did you ever have control? Kinder than you thought possible, he goes out of his way to pay parking tickets never received, to hold doors for everyone else. Without fingers, you push open a worse reality than could have existed. There is nowhere to go except straight ahead. Nothing to do except to learn to live without fingers. Another confession of love at McDonald's. Chain smoking in traffic, but timing it so we're high at McDonald's, driving past it at first, and don't notice how purple our hands are turning in the February night. Your cheeks are unseasonably warm, I realize, when brushing against them in the February night. It seems my life revolves around various McDonald's. What is the plural of that anyway? Since Marcy almost said he loved me over strawberry milkshakes in Italy, and then Sadiq almost did the same over summer thunder in Newton. Something I love about us is that when I don't order fries, you still let me eat almost all of yours. And when I get another confession of love at McDonald's, I'm glad that this one isn't an almost.